from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of people weighing in on this. I share a fantasy football team with my wife. It's not my only fantasy football team, but it's a league I enjoy. It's got a lot of women in the league, so my wife has other women there that she can kind of bond with, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Befriend.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of fun people in there, and yet I got a text from somebody saying I can't trust anybody who shares a fantasy football team with their wife.
That guy, he's saying that he can't trust you. The way you phrased it, it kind of sounded like,
I can't trust anybody that shares a fantasy team with their wife, end quote. Right?
Yeah, so, which I just honestly, I feel like that speaks to some baggage, unless he meant it as a joke. I feel like that speaks to some baggage either in your own relationships or your life or your feelings about male-female relationships. The reality of the situation is, Sean spends a whole lot of time with his friends just at the bar doing other stuff. But he and Amy also share a lot of common interests and have a really fun relationship. It's not like Sean is some browbeaten the half man of a husband whose wife keeps him under lock and key all the time.
Pretty easy to live with.
Yeah. Man. So you got to get off some of the propaganda. It comes on my timeline sometimes and I'm like, God, this is what young men are looking at. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
These fake alpha males on Twitter that try to convince the young men that all women are actually out to get them, or that you gotta be the strong one, and like this, that, the other thing. No, it's just stop that nonsense.
Couple texts, and then we'll get to the topic at hand. That equates sharing a fantasy football team equates to a shared couple's Facebook page.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It's not even close.
Mm. It's not even annoying or anything. It doesn't affect anybody except the people that are actually involved with it.
Yeah. Like there's a lot. Right. There's a lot more. Like Facebook's very public.
Yeah.
You know, like
I think some guys are scarred by bad experiences where maybe their wife or girlfriend wanted to participate in the activity.
Yeah.
But then they become a hindrance in the activity because they're just not, they don't know what they're talking about, or they've got to explain everything. Like, it's a very individual thing. And Amy is dialed in on this.
She dialed in, dude. We had so fun. We were sitting in traffic because the draft's in League City. Yeah. So she's riding shotgun, I'm driving, and she's reading different theories on how to draft to me. Like, she's got a notebook out and she's writing down sleepers and stuff. And then we ate dinner. We just parked in the parking lot at Chick-fil-A and ate in our car while I had my laptop out, and we were just, you know, like doing things that were fun for
the two of us. Well, you know, the other thing too is like, okay, I watch Astros games with my wife.
Right.
Because I have to, because she's a much better baseball watcher than me.
She educates her.
Her attention span is better. Yeah. She's a coach. She played, you know, she played softball or what have you, but it's like, so she knows, not the same sport, but the rules and strategies and everything. Everything's a lot more natural for her, and she's really smart when it comes to watching sports.
That's so cool.
So
man.
It's like, it's not like, oh yeah, my wife makes me watch it with her. It's like, no, I need to. And and honestly, she's a pain in the ass about how much she needs to watch the Astros. It affects our schedule because she has to watch the Astros.
Does it affect her mood?
Yes. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. Oh, no. It's a pain in the butt.
Right.
Yeah.
And yet it's really cool.
Oh, no. It's really cool. Yeah. But, like, that's how much more of a better baseball watcher she is than me.
Yep. I beat my husband in fantasy last year. What an ass. Good for you, Sean. I don't know if this particular person means that the guy texting was an ass or her husband is an ass for losing to her in fantasy. I beat my husband in fantasy last year. What an ass.
You know what Brandy's a pain in the ass with when I'm watching the split step? Like, so when a shortstop is, you've probably never noticed this before, Sean, but like when a shortstop is standing, getting ready for the pitch, they time it up so that when the ball would come off the bat, you're there's a little bit of a hop.
Sure.
So what it does is it loads your legs up so you can move more quickly. Mm-hmm. It just gives you a little rebound effect.
Yeah.
She won't shut up about it because she's a volleyball coach, and she realizes, like, in volleyball, like a lot of younger players, it's not part of, like, the normal coaching of volleyball traditionally.
Yeah.
So she spends a lot of time with kids working on learning the split step.
Split step,
and
okay.
So now she has to point it out with every damn infielder that either does or doesn't use it.
Who has the best split step on the Astros?
Bregman.
Bregman does.
I think she's going to, I don't know if she's listening or not. She needs to back me up on this because I don't.
That stands to reason.
Frankly, a lot of times I'm tuned out.
He's very technically sound.
Yeah. I don't think she's, you know what? I'll give her a report tomorrow. I don't want to botch the report.
Okay. Split step scouting.
There's one very good defensive player that she feels could use it better.
Okay, we'll just call it a tease.
Yeah.
We'll call it a tease for tomorrow.
Well, no, for tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. For tomorrow. Are the Texans and the AFC South in the upper half of divisions in the National Football League right now? These are articles that I used to, literally the better part of the last 15 years, these things would get posted and be like, all right, it's the AFC South 7th or 8th. Which are they? You know, the rare year where some league is worth. It's when the Texans were winning all those divisions under Bill O'Brien, it was the worst division in football.
Yeah.
Especially when they were winning them with a 9-7 record back in the day. And Brian Hoyer and Ryan Fitzpatrick and Ryan Mallett as some sort of carousel of mediocre quarterbacking.
Yeah.
Dan Graziano of ESPN, he's using Football Power Index. I will not dive deep into what all goes into the Football Power Index, but just know that that is a measurement of how good a team is versus the mean, the average of the league. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars have a 0.1 FPI. It means they're right at the average. They're an average football team. Texans are third in, or not, I'm sorry, they have an FPI, a Football Power Index rating of 3, which puts them 9th in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little gauge right there. But he takes the 4 Football Power Indexes of the teams in each division and just adds them up. And then adds a little bit of his own subjectivism to it, if it's a close one. AFC South, 4th best division in football this year, according to Dan Graziano. Upper half.
Upper half, bottom quartile of the upper half.
Yes,
yeah.
Bottom quartile of the second quartile.
Yeah. There we go.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds better somehow. Yeah. I don't know. So, good job, AFC South. Now, the things that could upend this are Anthony Richardson might not actually be a good quarterback. We don't know.
Yep.
He looked really good versus the Texans last year, but we don't know exactly just how good a quarterback he is.
Yep.
I think people are very bullish on the new Titans coach. More so than anything, I'm his father. Is the offensive line coach.
You're bullish on that,
and
guy.
He's one of the better offensive line coaches of the past couple decades. That Callahan Senior might be a big turnaround for them. But I don't think Will Levis is the guy. Not by a long shot.
Nope.
I don't think Will Levis is going to be a good NFL quarterback. I'm kind of shocked that there's still people out there who do. But maybe we just saw more of him in prepping for Titans games and whatnot.
He's like what Emmanuel Acho was calling on the cut we played yesterday about Daniel Jones. Will Levis is a time zero.
Yeah.
You know, they added Calvin Ridley. They added Legarius Sneed. They added
Calvin Ridley, who the Jaguars weren't really all that high on because he couldn't fix Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
Now all of a sudden he's going to be the guy that fixes or makes Will Levis better quarterback.
They added Jamal Adams too, right? Who's kind of washed. They added Quandre Diggs.
So
they added a couple veteran safeties. Like they're a weird team because they're making some moves that are closer to like all in moves than they are building team moves.
Well, there were
and yet Will Levis might be a time zero at the end of
Will
all
Levis
this.
In that game that season last year for again. Now, remember, what people were saying about him to try to dress him up in the draft process was, well, if he stays healthy, like, okay, well, I'm watching him, even in the preseason, he's out there looking like he's trying to prove he's a man to daddy. Yes. It looks like he's trying to prove himself to Alpha Twitter. Alpha Male Twitter. Yes. You know, like he's taking hits that are just so stupid, not even to get a first down.
Yes.
Like to get an extra couple yards, 4 yards shy of the first down
marker.
Do you
think Will Levis thinks it's stupid that I have a fantasy team with my wife?
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, because I'm a real man.
I think so, too. Especially because he's definitely not on our fantasy team.
No, but even
either.
You go back to the Texans game, one of the reasons the Texans were able to be so effective versus Derrick Henry last year was that there was no threat from Will Levis. There were a few instances in those games where an average NFL quarterback would have torched the Texans.
Yeah.
Because the Texans had blown coverages downfield, and Will Levis couldn't take advantage of it. Threw ducks up in the air. So
that's really funny, because they played the Titans weeks 15 and 17, yeah. And in between was the week that Joe Flacco lit them up. 265 to Amari Cooper.
Yeah,
that
right.
Well, like, that was a leaky secondary.
Yeah,
the
yeah. They were, and Will Levis couldn't take advantage of
right.
it. So, but what people will say is, well, yeah, but he had injury issues last year. Right. Why do I keep hearing this about Will Levis? Because he's an idiot who doesn't know how to protect himself. He's probably, his body fat is probably about 5% lower than it should be, because he's got to be good for the Instagram and the funny mayo commercials and everything else like that.
Yep.
He's injured all the time. And even when he's healthy, he's not actually all that good a quarterback.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If he weren't so annoying as a person, I would feel bad in crushing him like this. But he's also annoying as a person.
He's annoying as a person.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The three divisions ahead of the AFC South. Number one, AFC North. All four teams are at or above average in the FPI. There's no negative scores in that division. The Steelers are a 0.0, and after that, it's all teams that are on the positive side of the football power index. That passes the smell test. The Ravens are a really good team. The Bengals, when Burrow is healthy, really good team. The Browns are good other than their quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are always competitive.
You know, I need to hear Micah Parsons' take on the NFC East being the sixth ranked in the eight divisions of football.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, that was the argument he got in with C.J. Stroud during the draft, where they were having an argument over who the best division was in football. And oddly and weirdly, Micah Parsons is trying to throw the NFC East into the mix and starts talking about what their preseason rankings were last year. But you're talking about
Parsons is a terrible debater.
Like the Commanders and the Giants are, and you're on there trying to say that you're, and he's like, going into the preseason, we're ranked the best.
Yeah.
Right. And then
you played the season.
Football. And the Eagles turned into an absolute disaster in the back half of the season. He's trying to say they're as good as the AFC North.
Dude, the Commanders are picking second and the Giants were picking sixth in the draft. What the hell are you talking about? NFC West is second. Niners, Rams, Seahawks, Cardinals. Seahawks and Cardinals are both seen as below average football team. Cardinals are a really interesting team to me this year, because they were 4-13 last year.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw it here at NRG Stadium in week 11. They were a spunky 4-13, and they got Kyler Murray back halfway through the season.
Well, and we saw Kyler Murray when he was still trying to really learn the system.
Yeah.
And he was physically tired by the fourth quarter. So we didn't see super mobile Kyler Murray. But I think this system, which will be the first real time Kyler Murray's ever been in an actual NFL offense, because that wasn't an NFL offense that Cliff Kingsbury was running. And they did some good things for half a season a few times and then would fall apart because they weren't an actual NFL offense.
Yeah.
Now he's in an actual NFL offense. And if he really throws himself into it, it could be scary.
Yeah.
If he picks it up and if he really just buys hook, line, and sinker into it, it could be really good.
NFC North is third. The Texans play all four of these teams this year. Lions, Packers, Bears, Vikings. Definitely a strong division, I would say.
Yeah.
I think the variables, you know, it's funny. Ultimately, you look at the variables in these divisions, and I feel like 80% of the time it's going to be quarterback. Like, is Jordan Love what he – I think the Lions are a legitimately good, deep, well-rounded football team with a great offensive line, and mm-hmm. I think that's a big key for them versus the Texans. But is Jordan Love who he was the last nine games in the playoffs last year? Most of the playoffs, other than the pick that he threw against the Niners. What is Caleb Williams?
Yeah.
What are the Minnesota Vikings with all that talent but Sam Darnold at quarterback?
Right. Yeah, with all that talent with Sam Darnold at quarterback. And what if Brian Flores all of a sudden turns into a completely different person and it doesn't work out for him?
Oh,
what
if now Tua's criticism, has it softened him?
A deeply reflective Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator, decides after some soul-searching in what Tua said, decides that he's just going to just lay back and just be a different guy. Whatever his methodology is, as a defensive coordinator seems to be working, but who knows?
Yeah. The worst division in football right now, I don't even need to page down, it's got to be the NFC South. That division is, they have the Falcons who are hovering around average in the other three teams. Dude, the Carolina Panthers, -6.7, the worst team in football. Okay,
I haven't checked in on them in a long time, and I thought that they got the best quarterback in the draft and the perfect situation for that quarterback.
So, guys, how we doing? Yeah. Everyone good?
We haven't played that draft in a
while. Maybe his nuts dropped in the offseason. Maybe it's he comes back.
Not the video I've seen.
Big old backpack.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, get a smaller backpack.
Yeah, the kids have a hard time these days because they carry these big backpacks.
Rice has a gigantic backpack. It makes him look like an Oompa Loompa.
He's going to have a bulging disc from his backpack.
Yes. Man, a lot of people, a lot of fantasy football owners, or at least opinion havers, listening to the show. My wife, text message, is a three-time fantasy football champ, and we were talking about good fantasy football players. She can be my partner anytime. Yeah, if she's good at it, definitely. Amy's good at it. We've been in that league 2 years. We've made the playoffs both years. The 1 year, she's like, okay, well, I'll let you handle the playoffs the first year we were in it, and we got housed in the playoffs. She's like, well, you're fired. I'm handling the team from now on. Alpha male is jealous of my relationship with Amy, is what a texter says.
Probably he's lashing out against
his... Because I have a good relationship with my wife where we enjoy doing things together.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
My wife is my best friend. It's weird to not want to share things with your wife, is what a texter
just said.
What
did
you say? The texter just said, my wife is my best friend. It's weird to not want to share things with
your
wife.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, having a healthy relationship. There's one segment of Alpha Male Twitter which almost feels like even having a healthy relationship with any woman is A, impossible, and B, you should be ashamed of it if you think you do.
One thing I don't share with my wife that apparently she shares with me, but I always forget that she does, my location on my phone. And I think Amy's a little bothered by this. I just don't want... This may be the old guy. I just don't want people knowing where I am. I don't go anywhere. She knows where I am.
You'd like
80%
you don't need to pull off any shenanigans.
I got four places I go to. Like, it's, you know?
We share a location on that app. But for me, it's for my personal safety, I think, more so than anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As a younger man, I probably wouldn't have liked it.
You got a lot of mobsters after you or something?
I get kind of confused sometimes. I get lost here and there and just whatever. I get stuck.
That's true. And she checks on you when you go to Walmart. You know that.
Yeah, whether I'm okay or not. I understand that, though, as a guy. Like, not wanting that all.
Yeah.
Like, even early in our relationship, I don't know if I would have liked that or not. But now it's almost like, I mean, we've been married, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Let me do that. The cool thing about Brandy is she doesn't remember our anniversary either.
That's really cool.
We've been married for 22 years.
Dude, Amy
we've
has been together all. Like, how many years?
22 years.
That's really good,
and we've
been
together for, like, 26 or 27.
Yeah, we're at the, just hit the four-year mark on the marriage. Oh, shoot, today, oh, man, today is like when we, like, it's August 22nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glad we had this conversation. Today's like the day we, like, officially became a couple. Like, we've, oh. like, yeah, back in 2010.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm glad we talked about this.
August 22nd is my high school girlfriend's birthday. I never forget that.
Boy, did she get some good gifts.
Every, on the dot, every time.
All right. Are we checking in on Yankee fans in this next segment?
Yes, we need to check in on Yankees fans. We were talking earlier about who people who like the long season, who don't. Yankees fans do not like the long season.
Do not. Yeah. No. All right. So we got Yankee fans we got to check in on, and they're upset.
Yeah.
We will check in on one in particular coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.